Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Green Room. I'm your host. I am one of your hosts of tonight's show. I'm Jay, hostess of Erotic Talk Radio.
And I'm Tay Real, host of It's Real Talk Radio.
And also the other host of tonight's show. We are here in the Green Room, and we're getting ready to get into this Morgan Freeman topic. Our topic's going to be about him tonight, because I'm tripping because, you know, this is what everyone calls the grandfather of America. So now he has been upgraded, I guess, as he's getting older, to now being the grandfather of America. And so my thing is, first it was Bill Cosby. Now it's Morgan Freeman. What is going on? What is your thoughts on this?
It's crazy. I don't know. I mean, like, a lot of people have been looking into, like, you know, some comments and feedback, listening to other people and watching some videos and just seeing what other people got to say. And people are feeling like that it's a concentrated effort to bring down, black men who have established themselves in Hollywood, people feel like it's a concentrated effort. They feel like, you know, what about these white men that have these same types of accusations, and, you know, it's like, you know, little slap on the wrist, and then you go and look, and Bill Cosby is convicted, you know, of a crime from, what, a decade ago or so, and, you know, now this Morgan Freeman thing, which he has denied. Right. So it is kind of crazy.
And the thing that really gets me, and I want everybody to understand my position on this, is that these women just come out of nowhere. It's like all of a sudden everybody just comes, and it's a large group. That is my thing, is that the number is so large, so fast, like all of a sudden you hear this story, and then you go back on TV or you listen to turn on the radio, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, like in his case, 16 women have came out now all of a sudden and said, hey, I've been, you know, either sexually, it's been some kind of inappropriate behavior with him. With these women. And so now they have come out, or they're starting to come out. They're starting to get together. One of the ladies was a reporter, and she was interviewed by Wendy Williams. And they said something that did make sense to me. They were talking about how these women come together and they start powwowing together, talking, you know, getting their stories together and talking about what happened, comparing their stories. And then all of a sudden, then the publicity will come out of what's the plan, what's going on. Are we getting ready to go out there and sue them? Now we're going to go to the public and tell what we're going to do and what our intentions are and what he has done to us. And we saw that with Bill Cosby, and now we're seeing this with Morgan Freeman. The lady, here's the interesting thing. She is a beautiful, beautiful woman. She is a transgender. She has had her full operation, her full surgery. And
wait, don't tell me you're about to sit here and tell me. Go ahead. Oh my God.
What? He.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, when I found out that she was, because he was inappropriately talking to her. And this is my thing, is I don't know. We don't know where this story went, where this whole thing went, as far as how he was talking to her. But apparently, she sat across from him, he was like, you know, hey, how do y'all do this? And the lady was like, oh, get ready, you know, like this, get dressed like this. And he said, no. And he was like, you know, dress like that. You reporters will dress with your skirts up to your thighs or whatever, however he said it. And I'm not saying it verbatim, so I don't want anyone to be like, wait a second, you know, come on in the green room and start making comments like you're not even quoting it right. I'm not saying it verbatim, but yes, he was basically saying, this is how you dress, and then you sit across from me like, you know, don't expect me to look or whatever. And so my thing was he calling the reporters out? Was he calling her out, or was it very inappropriate? Because we don't see after that, we don't see what else has happened. It's cut off. I don't know if you've seen anything extra or you heard anything extra, but that was the thing. Now, the reporter, Janet Mock, says, all he did was look at my legs the entire time. And when I, you know, I don't want to, you know, I didn't mean to address that she is a transgender, but I kind of was like, did he know? Did he know?
Right,
because she's
right.
Open
that's
about
what I'm wondering,
it. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so that
I had no idea.
Thing.
This is
that's
breaking
the
news.
Reason why I said, yeah, that's the reason why I said that, like, I had called that out, because that was the only thing for me was, like, did he know? Because she has openly talked about her change into being a woman, and she's very beautiful. She's a very beautiful woman. So that was my first thought when I saw that it was her that he had made the comment to. Now, he did respond to these accusations, and he said, I admit that I am someone who feels a need to try to make women and men feel appreciated and at ease around me. As a part of that, I would often try to joke with and compliment women. Clearly, I was not always coming across the way I intended, but I also want to be clear, I did not assault women. So he's denying that he has sexually assaulted any woman. Maybe he's saying, you know, verbally, okay, it may have came out wrong or it may have been misunderstood, but I have not done anything physically to anyone. So that's his stand on it. What is your thoughts on that?
His attorney should have told him not to release a statement. If I was his attorney and that was going to be his statement, I'm like, nah, don't. Like, you know, sometimes the best response is no response. And in that situation, you saying that does not help your situation. You know what I mean? Because it sounds like You're basically, you know, just proving that you really did say something to them by saying that. You know, it's not to me. It wasn't even worded in a way that, you know, deflects him as like being in the wrong or like being out of line. You know, I don't
right.
like the statement. I just don't think it was smart, but at the same time,
right.
I don't feel like there's no proof. Of, like, flirting is not a crime. Like, I don't, like, you know, what
and
are you trying to say, sexual harassment?
Ready,
like,
that's what I was getting ready to say, is that sometimes I feel like men are men, and sometimes men say things that don't know, y'all don't know what y'all, how y'all are saying and how it's being portrayed at times. And sometimes it's so direct, it's obvious. In this case, what I saw was it just felt like he was calling it out for what it was. Y'all just, you know, dress like this. And we as women do feel like we should be able to dress any kind of way we want to. And still be respected. Okay. The issue is if someone says something, do we take it wrong or do we look at it as a point of, okay, it's going to get a response? I don't know. You know, someone may feel like Go.
Hold on. This transgender woman situation, like this trans woman situation. So is the trans woman like the main spokesperson of this Me Too Morgan Freeman thing?
Say that one more time.
Like,
I'm sorry.
You know how like the Bill Cosby situation there was like, you know, the standout woman in the bunch that kind of like led the charge. Is the trans woman like the person who is leading the charge for the Morgan Freeman Me Too campaign?
Okay, I don't think that she is because that is a good question. Let me just say this, y'all. There was an accusation, I believe, before her. I read something, and I don't know. It wasn't so clear to me if it was that she was the first person that came out and said something, or if her interview caused the chain reaction for someone to speak up, and then she came out and started speaking out about it. I know immediately after her interview, she had calls from people, previous employers or whatever, and they was discussing the interview. So it started to draw a big concern for people that saw the interview. I would love like it was not the way it was not presented the way that everyone is calling it out to be. Because like I said, we didn't see the whole thing. And my issue is that when we see videos on social media, things like this with different news reporters or on the news or, you know, wherever it may be, YouTube or whatever, there is not a story in its entirety there. And we forget that as viewers. We see, and we draw an assumption, and we draw. Are we right or are we wrong? Do we say, okay, where's the rest of the video? Where's the rest of this conversation? Where's the rest of this interview? What happened afterwards? You know what I'm saying? No one reported that. No one put – only her – what she's saying happened is being told. Her story is being told, but we don't see – what went on afterwards. So that's my only thing with that, is that we normally will look at stuff, and it could be like a couple of minutes, a video that's like a few minutes, but yet that video could have been like a half an hour, hour long. You know what I'm saying? And we just draw judgment off of it right away. So that's my viewpoint on it. I don't know if you have a comment on that.
I'm just over here like oh, Morgan Freeman? How old is Morgan Freeman? Like he gotta be at least 75. How old is he?
You know what? I will be honest. I do not know. I did not look up his age. I was so busy looking at like, okay, where's these other women coming from? Like they just coming from out of, like I just looked at and compared what was going on with Bill Cosby and how everybody started to come out on him. Now, of course, his situation is different because there was actual women, you know, accusing him of drugging them. There was physical sexual assault there that he was being accused of. Morgan Freeman, I'm not seeing that there
Morgan Freeman is 81. He's
81 years old. Wow.
He's 81. If he busts a nut,
why are y'all waiting until these men
become
target?
Like, are you really taking an 81 year old man serious? Like, come on, man.
Yes.
Do I sound insensitive? I probably sound insensitive right now. Did he physically touch someone inappropriately?
No.
Then that's assault.
He didn't touch her.
He didn't touch anybody.
The news reporter. He didn't
touch
her.
That's what I
want
to know. So
what he said, it was what he said. And I felt like he was just calling her out and just saying, you know, y'all just, I don't understand. How do y'all do this? You dress like this and then just sit across from me with your legs like, you know, and it's basically him saying, like, your legs is open, I can see between them because your skirt is so short. And that was what I was getting from that interview. I wasn't getting that he was being so inappropriate. I felt like this is an old man, and he's calling it for what it is. And, you know, when people get old, sometimes they say whatever is on their mind. They're like, I don't have time to filter it. I'm going to just call it out. And that's what I felt like, that's what was happening. We are getting ready to close it out, y'all. You know, this is something else, though. It is. We would love for you to just share your feedback or your input on this topic in the comment section below. Meanwhile, yeah, we're about to get out of here, but before we do, what's going on with you and your show tomorrow night or tonight?
Yeah,
tonight?
So for It's Real Talk Radio tomorrow night, it has yet to be determined what the topic is, but you can rest assured whatever it is, it's going to be a juicy one. It's been a really busy week. I didn't get a chance to
sit
down and brainstorm. Right. Pretty much, because, you know, we record and we end up recording late and it ends up being past 12 o'clock. So that's, absolutely true.
Yeah.
But whatever we do is going to be a hot topic. You can better believe that for sure.
All right.
Make sure you tune in. 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. It's Real Talk Radio. Call in number 347-838-9540. Come tune in, chime in, be a part of the discussion. You know, check us out,
mm-hmm.
man. You know, it's going to be a good one. Whatever it is, it's going to be a good one. You can better believe
that. It's going to be good. That's all y'all know.
Yeah, facts. Maybe I can get Jay to hop on there. She ain't too busy. And,
yeah.
You know, what you got going on with Air Rider Talk Radio this week, Jay?
We're going to be talking about sexless marriages. Yes. So y'all got to come and check us out. We are Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Erotic Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Erotic Talk Radio.
What about that call-in number?
You know what? Yeah, y'all can call in 718-766-4008 and hit option 1 if y'all want to get in on a topic or if you have any questions or comments that you want to bring about. Yeah.
Yeah, and also it's realtalkradio.com. You can listen online. Go to itsrealtalkradio.com, and you can listen online to, you know, if you want to listen in online on your wireless device or your computer instead of calling in, you can still listen live that way, you know. So I just wanted to know that part, and I forgot to say that.
All right, y'all. Well, we're getting ready to get out of here. Check us out next Tuesday. Just look out for us. If you subscribe, you'll get the notification that we are back and we have another topic for you. So we hope that you stick around.